You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hi everyone, my name is Diane and I'm one of the Delta Young Nuck ministry leaders. Today we'll be reading from Esther chapter 3 verse 12 to 14 in the ESV translation. So will you please turn with me to Esther chapter 3 verse 12 to 14 in the ESV translation. Then the king's scribes were summoned on the 13th day of the first month, and an edict, according to all that Haman commanded, was written to the king's satraps and to the governors over all the provinces and to the officials of all the peoples. To every province it was written in its own script and every people in its own language. It was written in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed with the king's signet ring. Letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces with instructions to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all Jews, young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their goods. A copy of the document was to be issued as a decree in every province by proclamation to all the peoples to be ready for that day. And this is the word of God. Haman was the highest official of the king, but he hated the Israelites because his tribe had a long rivalry with Israel. You see, Haman was a descendant of the Amalekites, and they tried to attack Israel long ago, and God actually cursed them for this, and so most of them were killed by King Saul. So now that Haman has this position of power, his bitterness and hatred caused him to order all the Jews to be killed. In order to do this, he lies to the king and he also planned to steal all of the Israelites' belongings and use that to pay the king a fee. Now, we see how evil and bitter Haman's heart has become, but if we take a step back, he most likely wasn't always like this. Rather, it is because he allowed his hatred and anger to grow and linger in his heart for so long that it has come to a point where he wants to murder a whole nation of people. So how does this relate to us, and why does God include this kind of evil in the Bible? Well, it's because we are all capable of having this kind of hatred towards others, just like Haman. God reminds us of how easy it is for us to become enslaved to our emotions and evil desires, rather than seeking God's help and wisdom. Let's take a moment and reflect in our hearts to see if there is any bitterness or anger towards a specific someone or maybe a situation in our lives. Do you have bitterness towards a parent or a sibling or a friend? Or maybe someone at school has wronged you and you hate them for what they did. Or maybe you have prejudices, like you judge people based on how they look or where they're from. You know, let's reflect and reveal these, and let's ask God to reveal these things to us and bring it before Him. Ask God to take our bitterness and judgment towards others and ask Him to give us the power to forgive and guidance to live in a way that honors Him. So will you join with me in prayer? Dear God, you are the God of wrath and vengeance is yours. So Lord, let us surrender our anger to you, knowing that all things will be judged and renewed one day. So remind us how you forgave us while we were your enemies, so that we also can forgive our enemies. And we cannot do this on our own. We need your Holy Spirit to move our hearts, Father, and allow us to live in a way that honors you through our attitude and actions, especially to those that hurt us and have wronged us. And all these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.